This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. On Tuesday, Dr. Allison Berry gave a public health report to the Jefferson Board of County Commissioners. She stressed that the national COVID numbers have fallen and have plateaued, and that could mean a continued downward trend or they could be about to rise again. She said that Jefferson County has a very good uptake of the bivalent boosters, roughly 50%, and that is good. However, the most severe cases of the disease are among the elderly and among those with comorbidities who have not received the booster shots. She strongly recommends those most vulnerable among us get the bivalent shot. She also said that a listener reminded her that there are many KPTZ listeners in East Clallam County and requested the COVID numbers from there in her report. So those numbers, as reported by Dr. Berry, are 100 cases per 100,000, with the case ascertainment rate being at 1 in 20, far lower than Jefferson County, because home COVID tests are not being counted there. There are 3 people currently hospitalized and a total of 161 deaths in Clallam County due to COVID-19. The most recent death was last week, a woman in her 90s who died as a result of one of the long-term care outbreaks, who had underlying conditions and both influenza and COVID at the same time. COVID numbers were also updated Tuesday morning for Jefferson County. Jefferson County Public Health reports that 61 new cases were added in the past week, so there have been 6,917 cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. The previous case rate was 237 per 100,000, and it is still high at 243 per 100,000. The county estimates only 1 in 14 cases are currently being reported, so it is high and extremely high if we multiply over 2,430 cases per 100,000 and about 610 new cases in the past week. There are 2 patients currently hospitalized and no new deaths have been reported, leaving the total number of those who have died at 34 due to COVID in Jefferson County. For all data, there is a link on the transcript for the Jefferson County Public Health COVID-19 dashboard. It is strongly recommended that we all wear a high-quality, well-fitting mask in public indoor settings. You can listen to Dr. Berry's full remarks, her answers to questions from the commissioners and KPTZ listeners on our website, kptz.org. As reported in the PT Leader Monday and here on KPTZ Tuesday, a 50-year-old Port Townsend man was arrested for first-degree assault as police continued to investigate the stabbing of a 42-year-old woman in a motorhome, an RV, on Sunday morning. The story was updated yesterday. The alleged assailant, John Lewis Allen, was ordered held on $500,000 bail. Allen made his first appearance in Jefferson County Superior Court Tuesday. Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Tuppence McIntyre asked that bail be set at $500,000 given the violent nature of the alleged assault and is quoted in the PT Leader, "This is a very serious, violent offense." She noted that the same victim had a no-contact order against Allen, one that stemmed from a March 2022 second-degree assault case where Allen was arrested after he allegedly strangled the victim. Allen was also arrested on a third-degree assault against the same woman in December of 2022, while a separate no-contact order was in place. McIntyre praised the, quote, "good Samaritan neighbors who called law enforcement and saved her life," end of quote, as well as the quick thinking of responding officers. McIntyre said of the woman, quote, "she has very serious injuries," end of quote. Detective Anglin with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said multiple neighbors called 911 around 11:30 a.m. and said Allen was taken into custody and gave a long, convoluted history of his relationship with the woman. A deputy wrote in the statement of probable cause for Allen's arrest, Detective Anglin said, quote, "in the process, he believed she was involved in planting a device inside of him." Allen also allegedly said the woman had implanted devices into the bodies of other people, all of whom had injuries to their right legs that was evidence of the implants. He also talked about his neighbors having large amounts of Wi-Fi signals and mentioned tracking devices that followed law enforcement officers. According to court documents, Allen made several other odd statements related to secret websites, video tampering of his security cameras, and many other strange statements. Allen's next court appearance has been scheduled for tomorrow, Friday, February 24th. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.